So let's talk about Reggie Bush. Now, you see an article, I think, you know, oh, he wants $4 to $5 million a year. Oh, the Lions are interested. I think it's really, really difficult at this point in time to put too much stock into any of that kind of stuff. I think Reggie Bush is one of those guys that will likely hit the market. I think he wants to see what kind of offers come his way. You've certainly heard San Diego tossed out there. It's where he grew up. It's where his parents live. It's nice weather. You know, Reggie.
That house in San Diego?
Yeah. Reggie grew up in Southern California, went to the University of Southern California, played in New Orleans in a dome in a pretty warm weather city, and then played in Miami. He's, you know, so the Detroit thing, I don't know. I don't know if it's a fit, but it's been tossed out there. And who knows? Maybe the Lions are like, man, we really, really want Reggie Bush. And they offer him a ton of money. You know, if they think he's the guy that can really help that team, you know, make the next step offensively. I think Reggie wants to see what kind of offers are out there. I think the Dolphins would love to have him back. But as is generally the case, they've got a number.
Right.
And they're not going to go more than that number for a guy like Reggie Bush.
Right. You know, obviously, we'd love to have Reggie back. I mean, he's been more than a football player down here in South Florida. I mean, he's been the best. His accessibility, you know, everything he does in the community, as well as his attitude with this team. You know, a guy that's so professional, you know, in a situation during the season where he got benched, he handled it so professionally, Twan. You know, you need guys like that in your locker room. You saw the situation in the Hard Knocks where, you know, you want to just go up and talk to coach with a group and say, you know, if you got a guy that's in trouble, can you come to us first? Maybe we can get to him a little bit first. You know, you need guys like that, veteran leadership in that locker room. You look at some of the young guys that are playing behind him, your Javorski Lanes, your Lamar Millers, you know, guys like that. Having a guy like Reggie around is still invaluable. They're still only in their second year coming up, so it'd be great to be able to get Reggie back. I know it could be hard, but, you know, personally I love him, but I think for an organization, I think he's a very important part of a team.
OJ, I think he's going to look at this situation and say, okay, what's the best fit for me? And I think money is important to him, but only to a certain degree. I think he's going to be looking at teams and saying, okay, can I come in and can I, you know, extend my after football career? Can I, you know, jump into the community? Can I, you know, have opportunity to play at a high level? I think all those things are important to him, because for me, if you spend any time with him, the guy's a very big picture guy, very pleasant guy, and he loves to deal with people. So I think he's looking for a scenario where he can be bigger than just a football player. And yeah, the money part is important, all that stuff's important, but he's going to be looking at playing time. You know, how does he fit on the team? How does the community fit him? What can he gain from the community? What can the community gain from him? I think he's looking at the big picture, and I think that's going to be probably the biggest part of his decision than anything else.
Well, I think one of the big things you just hit on was playing time. And if what Jeff Ireland has said is any indication, I think Reggie, if he does return to Miami, is looking at a different role.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be the guy they turn and hand the ball to 15, 20 times a game, or even 10, 15 times a game. It sounds like they want Lamar Miller to be that guy, and that Reggie has value, whether it's on third down or in the slot or in a special package or whatever like that. It doesn't sound like they intend to bring him back to be sort of the number one featured running back. So he's got to be okay with that. They've got to be okay with the financial thing. So it's not a cut and dry, you know, negotiation by any stretch of the imagination. We'll see. It'll be really interesting. It'll be really, really interesting to see how the Reggie thing plays out. I'd love to have him back. I agree. I think he brings value. Yeah, on the field, that's obvious. But he brings a major locker room presence, work ethic presence, community presence, fan presence.
And he's a rock star. He is a rock star.
I don't know if we realize that.
I know he is. I know he's a rock star. And that
time.
Thing, too, for a guy that's big time to be out there the way he is in this community, it's amazing.
He's a really good guy.
Very humble
guy.
Absolutely.
Came in with all the glitz and the flash and everything like that. And, you know, you knew about his sort of celebrity lifestyle or whatever. And, you know, I've said this before on the show. I was stunned the first time I spent some time around him training camp 2 years ago, find out what A, just like a normal humble dude he is, and B, what a hard worker he is. He was the last guy off the field at training camp every day, it seemed like. You know, I mean, practice would end, and, you know, guys would do little extra drills here and there. He'd be hitting the sled, he'd be catching balls from the jugs machine all day, it seemed like, after practice. And then, oh, by the way, he'd go over and sign autographs for everybody waiting. You know, so Reggie Bush gets it in quotes as much as anybody that's been around here anytime.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You know, you see, and young guys should witness that. You know, this guy's been in the league for a little while now. You know, he'll be 28 this weekend, which isn't very old. But, it, you know, from running backs. They started to get up there in the 20s, late 20s, it becomes a situation. But, you know, you look at Lamar. If you don't watch Reggie go out there and work before and after practice and go out there, you know, and sign autographs, that's what it's all about being a professional in meetings, you know. You know, one of the biggest things in meetings with young guys is what, Twan? Falling asleep.
sleeping.
Falling asleep, you know? And so you get these veteran guys that keep nudging these guys or make them stand up, you know, things like that. It's important. I'm sure Reggie's that type of professional that, it does. It trickles down.
Brett 13 in the live chat, he makes a point. You know, he said, you know, if he comes back, it sounds like he probably wouldn't be the number one guy. If you're Jeff Ireland, what's one of the ways you sell him on that? Brett 13 has it right. Hey, you're one injury away from being the number one guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's obviously true with anybody in a football situation when you look at the depth chart. So, yeah, it's a very, very interesting situation. It sounds like the Dolphins would like to have him back. It also sounds like they're not going to pay him a ton of money.
Right.
Now, will he get offers for a ton elsewhere? Is an offer here of X dollars the same as X dollars elsewhere? Probably not. You know, somebody else is going to have to pay him more than the Dolphins are offering, I think, to get him to leave South Florida.
Yeah.
I imagine that's sort of the way Jeff Ireland is approaching it. We'll see.